This word, yep, too damn hot. I'm not too tough for you. I'm too weak for this weather.
Welcome to the Hot Flush, your weekly podcast for the premier weekly podcast.
What is happening?
For the perimenopause. You're joined by your host, Mrs. Woog, and my friend,
Mrs. Berry, who's sweating as we speak.
Okay, so we are podcasting today in my house, which has superior
aircon.
Like when we moved into this house many years ago, Mr. Woog hates, like my co-host, loathes the heat and the humidity.
Mr. Woog and I, basically, if anything ever simultaneously happened to Mrs. Woog and Rob, Mr. Woog and I are totally going to hook up.
Because, and they will be so happy.
Like two pigs in mud.
Yep, curries and air conditioning.
healthy, like, you know.
Plants. Yes. Obsessive.
Plants. Obsessive whatever. Things about weird things. And a complete loathing. We would both probably, we would try and work it that we had 6 months where we lived somewhere in winter and then the other 6 months of the year we lived somewhere else in winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I like the heat. It doesn't bother me so much. But when we moved into this house, the air conditioning was subpar. And so we spent $1 million on getting basically like jet blasted air conditioning.
It is so good. I tell you, it's like walking into a walk-in freezer.
Well, that reminds me, this afternoon we are having a neighbourhood watch meeting.
Well, this was going to be my first question to you.
Oh, I know. Okay, go.
How are you coping discovering that you basically live in a criminal suburb, surrounded by criminals and drug dens and just illegal activity?
It was Thursday afternoon, approximately 4 p.m. when Tim the butcher was going off to fetch his son from daycare. The house on the corner of A and B, not going to say because you never know who's going to listen.
Well,
to
that's
it.
Right. I'm quite certain that that the drug cartel of the North Shore would be listening to this.
Do you know
and
what?
We'll work out where you live.
At the break, we might go up and do a little live from out the front of that house. Anyway,
no, I'm not going outside. Okay, unless we drive there.
Fair enough. Anyway, so when it was noticed that about 6 cars pulled up silently. And then all of these men got out, and women got out.
How sexy is an undercover copper who's a woman with a belt on, with a gun on her
it's
hip?
It's like Stabler and like, you know, no, not
Stabler and Waldorf. They're the Muppets.
No, shut up.
Out of dunk dunk.
Anyway, and then they came through, didn't even knock on the door. Didn't knock on the door. They got their motherfucking...
Did they have that thing? That big barging thing?
The big barging thing that you looks like you can pick up the tennis balls with?
Yep.
And went straight through every single window at the same time.
This is so exciting!
And I dragged people out of this house into paddy wagons.
Holy shit. I dream of seeing something like that unfold.
Of
course Tim the Butcher saw it.
I know. Well, he reported thoroughly back to me as well. But so now this house on the corner, you can go and look through the smashed windows. It's been cleared out of all the hydroponic grass that was growing inside.
Oh, is that all it was? Was it not a meth lab?
Well, I'm going to say the back room was a meth lab.
Because you can't go in because it's so toxic. Did you hear about the family that moved into a house that had been a meth lab?
Yes.
And there was all those problems with the kids. And then they got them tested and they had like they had methamphetamine in their systems because it had come out of the carpet and off the walls. And
sleepy little Linfield. Who'd have thunk it?
Well, you know. But this is what I don't understand. Well, no, I do understand because all of the good people of East Linfield would have just been like, that's not right. Something's going on in there. As opposed to Surrey Hills in the inner city where I work, where there is so obviously a drug den and a meth lab, which I have Insta storied about, which they're going to hunt me down and kill me, I know. But that never gets raided. No one's ever gone and done a big bust in there.
Well, it's the talk of the town.
Oh.
Everyone can't stop talking about it. And, you know, up at the butchers, it was IGA and the chemist and everyone was everyone. Talking about it. And so I was gathering info. Well, you see, our friend, Neroli, she went dog walking this morning and she first got the information from, you know, what was going on.
So in your... So
it's
in
become a tourist attraction.
So in The Real Housewives of East Lynfield,
yes.
Who is Mrs. Mangle and who is Esme off of Country Practice?
Well, I would suggest... I'm probably Mrs. Mangle now because I'm holding the Neighbourhood Watch meeting this afternoon.
Nice. With margaritas?
With margaritas.
Yep.
Because Neroli has sourced 30 limes for $6.
Well, that's like Chris from An Idle Dad who got a box of limes for $15 at Harris Farm this week. And he's just going to juice those motherfuckers and then freeze them so that when limes cost like $5 each.
Why? Is there a glut happening at the moment?
Yeah, well, it's, yeah, probably.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lime season.
Lime season.
Do you know you can buy frozen wedges of lime in a bag?
This is why our world is dying.
Anyway, I'm just going to finish off the Neighbourhood Watch story with our cafe. Our local cafe has recently changed hands. And
no one's happy about it.
The new owner sacked everyone. Except for the chef and the barista. And then the chef said to her, you better stop speaking to people like that.
Yes, because apparently she's very rude.
And she didn't stop, so he walked.
How long are we giving it before it?
I don't know, but I hope I haven't
overstepped the market. Because all the old biddies will still go because it's the only place and they can't drive anymore.
I hope I haven't overstepped the mark and I'm... Oh God, I've just got to watch myself now wherever I go. I'm making friends everywhere.
How was your week? I actually had a fantastic week. I had lots of really positive and good things happen at work. And I bought a new pair of shoes that arrived in a day and are just super comfy and just lovely.
Where from?
I got them online from, I can't remember where, but Sonia in one of the hot flushes gifted me a pair of shoes last year.
What? Like Sonia!
A pair of alcohol high.
We're already having tea, I promise.
So I've got a cup of tea. Ankle high, like boots that have a zip on either sort of side of the ankle and then a white sole and it's a sort of textured black. Gorgeous, really comfy. And I saw these shoes being advertised on Insta in one of, you know, those stories. And I went, they look like the same sole. And I went and checked and then I pinged Sonia and said, are these the same? She goes, yes.
What brand are they?
See, stop it. Heideco or Heikado or something. Anyway, I'll find out for you. And so that was a bit exciting. And one of the other women in the hot flush mentioned a health brand tablet for bloating.
Oh.
And I'm not going to, like, you know, I've taken it once.
Yeah, right. So,
I'm not going to
report back just
yet. I'm not reporting back yet, but she had said in the group...
if you're not in the group, there's a private Facebook group. Search for the hot flush and ask to join.
Yeah. And
we might let you in, depending on our mood.
Yeah, that's actually quite true.
It's been Shark Week for both of us.
Oh Shark God. Week for both of us.
This is dribbled.
Actually, you're a classy lady. Yes, so one of the group talked about these tablets that are good for bloating and discomfort. And I have major bloat issues. And so I...
like even your eyelashes bloat.
Yeah. Yeah, everything bloats on me. And so, except my ankles. I always have thin ankles. I'm quite proud of that. Anyway, so I'm going to give them a go and see. So that arrived. That was exciting. And I don't know. I just, even though, like last week was a real struggle for me in some regards because I was so premenstrual to the point that Rob said to me, I think on Tuesday this week, he goes, we really need to make you bleed.
Come here and let me slit your throat.
Yes. And then it arrived on Thursday.
Well,
and
he's,
and he said, did we shake it loose?
Oh, God.
I know. Isn't that great?
Mine was 5 days late.
Well, yeah, mine didn't arrive till like day 39.
And then when it came in like a wrecking ball.
So actually on my list of things to talk about today, because this is part of my, you know, my plan this year of keeping lists and being organised, the very first thing on it, it says period charts and other fun stories.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that, really.
Yep.
How does that sound? Copious bleeding, sharting.
It's all bad.
And then, and sneezing and ejecting tampons. Do you know?
Shut up! I don't want you not to tell anyone about that.
Oh, I was actually talking about me. Human to interrogate.
I thought it because I told you that you. I mustn't have told you then. I must have told someone else. Anyway,
no, so you did tell me. But then when mine arrived, I went to Woolies on Thursday night.
I was at home, thank God.
And I went to Woolies, and then I got home, and I went, fuck, I forgot the washing liquid, like the washing machine liquid. So I had to go back. And I'd forgotten tampons. And then I'm down at the shops and I'm leaning down and I sneeze and it ejects into my undies. And I still forgot to get tampons. I didn't have a tampon eject and go and get tampons.
No, but
I just went, I have to get home. I've got to get home. I tell you, Pat at the checkout, she couldn't scan that my washing liquid fast enough.
I went to the dentist and had a bit more surgery on my mouth.
Oh, fuck. How long is this going on for? Actually, I can't say that because mine's about to start next month. So you are going to
enjoy. Have you booked in with her?
No, I'm going back to Brad, who started my work.
No.
I like him because he's good looking and he's lovely.
I'm not making a mistake. Boutique Dental in Chatswood. And I want to give a shout out to one of our hot flushers who went and saw my dentist. And my dentist was very happy with the referral and gave me some chocolate, ironically. And a lovely card. And so shout out to that person. Let yourself know. And if you need dental work and you're in Sydney, go and see my dentist. Honestly, she's so good with the pain relief. She's like, You know, she's all about it. And she does Botox too, if you want to get that done.
That's hilarious. Hi, I'm a dentist and I do Botox.
Well, she has someone who does the Botox. She's got a Botox doctor in there as well. Because a lot of ladies don't like their husbands knowing that they get Botox, you see. How rotten is that? So the credit card bill comes in and it's for the dentist.
Oh.
She's pretty clever in that way.
Can I just say, if that's what your marriage is like...
I know.
What is going
on? But I can't tell you how many people would do it, though.
Can I tell you a story?
I don't think we're quite finished with that, though.
Oh, okay, go on.
You're
giving a shout-out.
I'm giving her a shout-out. So all of you go and go and see Dr. Meng.
Yes, because then she might start giving Woogs a commission, to which point Woogs might not even have to pay for a dental work at all.
Well, get some free Botox.
Oh, some free Botox. I could never do that Botox thing, just mainly because Pat, like, ow.
Yeah, I've had it done. It just feels...
Does it hurt?
Well, it's a needle in your face.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to... It's not
but
being
is it like
on.
An acupuncture needle?
Or
is it
no, like a, it's an like injection. A blood needle. They're putting shit in your face.
I don't understand how you gag at me talking about ejecting a tampon, but a needle in your face, you're just looking at me as
can
if
I tell you the most
normal.
Painful thing in the world?
I'm really hot.
Well, I can't make it any cooler. Do you want me to go and make sure it's on properly?
Ooh.
I tell you the most painful thing in the world.
Yes.
Is getting a needle in your nose.
Oh. Yeah, people get nose rings. I'd pass out. Wiggs is just going to turn up the aircon for me because I'm seriously... Fuck. I may just take my shorts off.
It's currently 21 degrees in this room.
Oh, I can't actually take my shorts off because I've got my period. That'd be weird. That's just too close to the... I don't know.
Yes.
Crime scene.
Well, that takes me back to the dentist because I wore a skirt and I triple undied up.
Triple undied.
Because it was just after I'd done the ejection and I thought, I can't sneeze and that happened while I'm here. Can we start changing the subject, please?
Yeah, I want to talk about something that happened at the beginning of the week.
Yes.
Brad and Jen.
Oh, for God's sake.
At the SAG Awards.
Why don't we just be like every other fucking podcaster and talk about this?
No, I'm just like, there's something I want to say about it. My instant reaction, like when you saw his hand, when she's walking away and he's got his hand on her, and I'm sorry, if that doesn't make your bits tingle, then I don't know what's wrong with you. But it's so interesting that everyone lost their ever-loving minds about it. And we're like, he's like 60, he's 50, not like that man. I know he's still got a nice face. I can guarantee you that ball sack is down around mid-thigh.
Can I tell you she is on the rise, right? Her star is on the rise. And
have you watched the whatever it's called?
Yeah, Morning Wars. It's
news.
Brilliant.
Morning News? Morning Wars. It's Morning Wars.
It's brilliant.
I've only watched the first episode. I don't have time. When am
Stop
I doing this?
Yelling at me.
But the other thing is, he cheated on her. What? Like, good on... Yeah. You walk away, Jen. Walk away.
Oh, God. And then it's all like they're getting married in April, I read.
What?
Yeah, New Idea's reporting they're getting married. Fuck. Oh. How
does New Idea and Woman's Day still exist?
I don't know. And who buys it?
I don't know. But I have strong issues about those magazines and the role that they play. Anyway, moving on.
Along the same vein, can I just touch on one thing?
Yes.
Yesterday, I shared an excerpt from a book which was published in The Australian, and I shared it on the main Woog's World page.
Yes.
It was a really good article about women of our age and what's going on. Like, it was one of those things, you're nodding your head. And as I said, it was an excerpt from a book, and I'll tell you what that book's called when I find it. And then someone went me for linking to a Fairfax thing, and I should
a
be credited, crediting the author and directing everyone to her book. And then I was like, well, if I didn't put this link up, I wouldn't have ordered the book. The book's actually now on back order in Australia. Do you know what I mean? Like, people are just fucking rude and having a go and, like, just fuck off.
We're all just so hyper reactive.
I know.
Now. Like, it just... She says, as she was driving here and cataloguing a list in my head of things that are currently really making me furious. And the first thing on that list was the Subaru in front of me with Victorian number plates that was a matte grey colour, as in the colour of a battleship. And I literally in my head was going, who the fuck would get a car that colour? That's where my head is at, people. So, yep, when I'm telling you all to stop being so hyper-reactionary... Don't you worry, I'm taking a good hard look at myself.
Well, I got shamed this week.
Shamed?
Shamed for having a dirty keyboard.
Yes, I did.
Did you read it?
I did. I saw people reacting though, and I was like, she cleaned it. And I was just like, I need to. So, yes, it's on my list to read.
Oh, do read it, because I did tell people in the end to use my discount code for 0% of fuck off. How dare you be shamed on Instagram of all places?
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I was premenstrual. What can I say? You know. Oh, God, is she not the best human in the world?
Lucy Bloom, we're talking about you.
We're talking about you.
You are beautiful.
Well, beautiful inside and out and just doing such amazing work.
My week was just like last week and the week before and the week before, so I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh.
Apart from her being, like, swept up in a crime wave.
I know.
Now that I've spoken out, I'm a marked woman.
It's only a matter of time.
My oldest son has a new love interest, which is really nice.
Yeah, but you've got to pretend to hate her, because then he'll keep her around.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to hate this one. She's really nice.
Yeah.
That
was the other amazing thing that happened in my week.
What?
I took the three boys to Louise, my hairdresser, and they all got haircuts, and they all look amazing, and Grovy dyed his hair. So now Rob, he, and I look like triplets. And as my friend Marina said, it looks like you're the family.
Like a cult.
Yes.
Oh, dear Lord.
I know. Very funny.
So I'm in this group, which is an offshoot of some Facebook group that I apparently run. I run three now. This is Woog's Worldwide's Women Committee.
What?
A buy nothing new for 3 months challenge.
I thought that was a hot flush page challenge.
It might be a hot flush
page. It's a hot flush page challenge.
Oh
yeah, because it came off the back of the question last week about how do I stop buying?
See, this is why I get confused.
Are you taking your fish oil supplements?
No.
Yeah,
so you're
really
not
cool.
Doing it obviously because you've just bought shoes.
Yeah,
and I actually have no space in my wardrobe. I have not one hanger to spare.
Not a hanger to spare.
Not a square to spare.
Yes.
So I'm joining that. So I will give myself till the end of March.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. I don't know what it means, though. Does it mean makeup?
Oh, I thought it was just clothes.
I think it's just clothes and shoes.
Yeah.
Accessories, bags.
Right. Yeah, you clearly need... You probably need to get a little bit more across the rules.
I know. The lady who started it just asked me to mention it. So if you are in the hot
flush,
Facebook page you might like to join us.
I'm just trying to... Oh, God, I'd have to scroll back 5,000 things to try and find last week's comments. Someone's got a... Oh, Fiona had the little kitten.
Oh, I could tell you what. I'm just so loving having a kitten. Everybody who's... And so many people have gotten kittens this summer. Have gone to the shelters and rescued
Gone to the
kittens.
Shelters, yeah.
I think I'm an influencer.
You, well, that was well established about a decade ago. You're a total influencer.
I know. I know.
And can I just like to say, on an update of the Woogs's, like, just refresh, their house refresh, they've done the plants. They've added plants in and they're really, they look fantastic.
So we might show you those.
Maybe, if we remember.
I can't remember. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to find this article. Talk.
Oh, talk. Can I tell you, last night I watched the beginning, not the whole, not even the whole episode yet, but the beginning of Cheer.
It's so good.
Oh my God. So good. I'm already addicted.
Jerry.
And I've watched like 10 minutes. I don't even know who that is yet, but I'm like, oh, this has me hook, line, and sinker. So I'm very excited about watching that.
I've just purchased something called Mrs. Fletcher on Apple TV, $20 for the series. I've heard it on Good.
I've heard about that too. Am I getting that mixed up with Mrs. Maisel?
Mrs. Fletcher, she's got one of the chicks that was in Bad Mums in it. And the funny one, like the really naughty one.
Oh, that the naughty one? Yeah. I love her so
and
much.
And she plays
What's her name?
An empty nester. Who is discovering...
She discovers porn. And she does... Yes, yes. Oh, of course. Yes, that's what
that
is.
So that's what
yes.
the rest of my long weekend looks like. Ooh. After I've...
Well, Mr. Woog's mood might improve.
You never know.
Well, that. Kids aren't here.
Kids aren't here. You're here.
Well, you know.
Jesus!
Oh, Jesus. Jesus! Imagine that. That would be very awkward.
Can we just...
Orcs.
On the list. I've got a big one.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, Donald Trump, obviously. I'm going to read you a bit from the BBC website.
Okay.
Donald Trump has become the first US president to attend America's largest annual anti-abortion rally. He addressed thousands of protesters at the March for Life near the US Capitol, where his impeachment trial is ongoing. Mr. Trump said, "We're here for the very simple reason to defend the right of every child born and unborn to fulfill their God-given potential." Oh. I am going to harbour a guess that Donald Trump has probably paid for quite a few abortions over the years. His sons probably have paid for quite a few abortions over the years. And how very dare the President of the United States drive that anvil even deeper? Now, you never watched The Handmaid's Tale.
I didn't. I couldn't. But I'm going to.
I think you should, because that's what's happening to us now. Comment?
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
No one likes abortion.
No, but you can't. If you don't like the idea of it. No one likes the idea of it, of course. But then you don't have to have one.
Yeah.
That's your choice.
Yeah. But why would you dictate
You do not have else? A you do not have a right. None of us have a right over anyone else's body or decision. And you think about our current population and the breakdown within that population of children that get abused or neglected or
locked up in cages in your country, Mr. Trump.
Yeah. Like, how can he sit there and talk about God-given potential, when on the flip side, he is separating, like, children from their parents and putting them in fucking cages?
And
I don't understand. Another, not on the same scale.
She's sitting up straight now.
Not on the same scale, but... You know how the Liberal government put up this whole campaign about cutting, you know, like stomping down on welfare cheats? They found 1.3% were over claiming or misclaiming. 1.3%.
People took their lives because of that.
Yeah. People are in jail because of that. Women are in jail because of that. And yet, like, the corporate thieves of the banks are just, what, have a tough week in the media? Oh, my God.
I've got to be
honest. White male privilege.
I've got to be honest. We, our local rugby club.
Right, white male privilege and religious conservatism.
It just doesn't belong.
I don't care what your faith is. You have every right to your faith. And then within your faith, you can make whatever choices you want to make. But you have no right to then make a decision about my life and my body off your belief system.
Hear, hear. Fuck. Okay, why don't you take a deep breath? We put in a application. We were meaning our local rugby club to upgrade our facilities.
Oh my God.
The clubhouse. Right, we spent a lot of time, like, we're from, I'm not from a, like, an area that's low socioeconomic, I could say that. There's a lot of very privileged people and people walking around. Anyway, of which I am not. But they did a lot of work, got, you know, spent a lot of time, spent a lot of money on this presentation. And I was just thinking, they're not going to give us, like, I live in the safest liberal seat in the world. Under which planet do you think they're going to give us a grant? Because we're not going to change the way we vote because you promised us $500,000 for a new block of toilets for women when your fucking team doesn't have a women's team.
Yeah, there's no... we'll give you $100,000 for women's change rooms, but you don't have any female teams.
I know. It's just been an absolute jaw-dropping week for the Liberal government. If you don't pull your finger out and start doing some shit, then I'm going to run. You heard it here first.
Are you?
Yeah.
I thought I might run.
Yeah. Angry women.
I'm just, like, you know, it just behoves just, I just can't.
I think we're going to take not a break.
No, let's not take a break. Let's just
power through today.
Yeah, let's just do a. Let's change tone.
I'll tell you what I think is funny when you're watching the news and the telly and the morning shows or whatever, and you go, I'm changing pace right now.
Yes, changing pace.
I'm going to introduce you to our booze reviews.
Booze reviews, because that's what we need on top of this, like, snarkiness, is a bit of alcohol.
So I'm going to hand you this. Of course, I'm going to film it.
Okay.
Because
it's very difficult to get a good angle when we're doing it in the boudoir.
Hang on.
Well, that could be the quote. That could be today's subject line.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to get a good angle in the boudoir.
I'll just go to the hot flash page. This is a controversial one today.
Oh, controversial.
Mm.
Okay.
Let me just check out that lighting. Oh, it's good. You ready?
Cans out. Oh my God, I can't sit like that anymore.
Oh, I just got a big flash of you.
Hoo-ha. The lady garden. Okay.
Oh, you're live, darling.
Oh, hi. Oh, hang on. I'll lean this way. That's better.
Okay. All right. So this week's booze reviews is brought to you by my bank account.
Don't. And it's going to be drunk by someone with motherfucking female power.
Okay.
It's so going to...
Just like a foreskin?
Oh, like a... Just pull it back gently.
Okay, open it. Stop it! Stop it! This is live, you cretin. Booze reviews.
Oh, fuck, I can smell the alcohol from here. Oh, it's bourbon.
No. Another sip.
Whiskey.
Do you like
it? It's whiskey. I'm not... I mean, I'll drink it.
It's not as bad as the Botanica vodka.
That's terrible. We couldn't actually drink it. Whiskey and...
Have a go. Have a try. And I must admit that we actually influenced one of our readers to last week go out and buy that spiced rum drink that we had with ginger, which was quite nice. Okay, and reveal to the punters what we don't do it like that. It's live. Reveal what it is.
Johnny Walker. And what is it?
Red Label.
Johnny Walker and dry.
And what's the alcohol content of that? Because I can smell it from here.
Yeah, no, it's really... Only 4.6.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a beer. Same amount as a beer.
Out of 10?
God, that's disturbing.
It is really disturbing when then you're picking your nose after it's not...
No, I'm itching. Itching just there.
Out of 10?
Oh. Whiskey's not really my thing, but it's a 6 because it's not overly sweet. Okay. And you know how so many of these UDLs are really sweet. This is not actually that sweet.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. We're still recording this.
Yeah. Wow. We're just knocking it out of the park today.
Oh, okay.
Okay, should we do reader's questions?
Yes, please.
What are we doing here? Oh, yeah, perfect timing. Oh, so let's take a little break just for like 3 seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that it? Did we break?
Yeah, we break.
Okay, I'm going to try my drink. See, why aren't these booze companies getting on board with us?
Well, because there's a whole lot of issues around booze advertising.
Yes, I know, because once I worked with Gordon's Gin and I made a little film and I couldn't use it because apparently you have to, when you're doing advertising alcohol, if you're showing how to make a drink, you have to use the nip. As a measure, you can't do free pour.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I'm going to... Will I start with the questions?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, I should probably open them up and see where they are.
I didn't mind that. I like that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It'd be nice in a slushy form, actually.
Oh. I would...
Everything's good in a slushy form.
I reckon in a glass with lots of ice and a wedge of lime, it would be really... I could neck that.
Narrowly, can you bring over some limes?
Oh, so Sarah Thompson, just coming back to a conversation we were having about 15 hours ago. Sarah, I said your last name. That's bad. Sarah was talking about the bloat, and then someone in the group talked about how she was trying this. And then Kathleen mentioned the tablets. So, yes, it's in that. Okay, right. Let's find... So questions with Jillian, I need to give you a shout out for what a good sport you were last week. And holy shit, that medieval picture you put up of you holding the head and us being your handmaidens.
It was the highlight of my week.
I came back and looked at that picture about 15 times last week. It was so
good. So if you didn't listen to last week's episode, hashtag SpankyTown, where have you been? But we gave Jillian a right royal bollocking, of which she took... With very good grace.
Very good grace.
Because she didn't like this guy she was seeing, but she was ghosting him, and we both told her to pull her fucking finger out. And she did, and also encouraged another lady to go, yeah, you're a loser, and I don't want to be with you, so it's off.
So two women.
Yes. Oh. So thank you, Jillian, and you've got glorious hair.
Fabulous hair, and your boobs are pretty hot too.
Jump in now?
Yes.
To all those flushers who have started catch-ups... Meetups. It is the single most... Look how enthusiastic. I've only had one sip of that drink and it's really made me happy. It is so lovely to see you sending photos in of, even though there's just three of you, just knowing that there's a flusher in your midst.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
And I mentioned it to Rob and he actually got a little teary because he does that. And he was just like, look at what you two have made. Like, you have created something to give women the space to feel safe and confident, to reach out to each other, and to make connections and to not feel alone or isolated.
Mm. Uber Kate rang me and said the exact same thing yesterday. She said, I just want to ring you and let you know. But actually, you know, it's just you and me. But steering it. It's these guys.
Exactly. That are, like, we're not
rowing the boat.
Exactly. You know, we're going to
just start the engine.
We actually just, I think we both sort of feel a little bit like mama bears, just going, look at them. Look at this.
I know.
So, yes.
So we do get excited.
So Donna, Awesome Donna is the one who created the private group within the group.
Yep.
Clothing restraint for 3 months. So just have a look in that if that's something that you're interested in joining.
And I think it's great because what it made me do was like look at what I had.
Yeah.
And put together outfits out of things that I mightn't have worn for a while.
Yeah.
Like things that are tucked up the back that you bought and you go, that's right, I love that top.
Yeah. Like this top, I haven't worn this top all season because I actually thought that it was not going to fit. But I think since I've been on speed, because I'm not eating, it's sort of helped my appetite. I think I may have not lost very much weight, but I know I'm not coming out as much at the sides. So that's quite nice.
Leanne Gentile, she started a... She's the one who started the tribe finding group. So she's up on the Gold Coast. Well done,
I can't find your thing about... I also want to give a shout out to Joe. Said, this made me laugh all week. She put up a meme and it goes, me, I'm still tired from all the CrossFit this morning. My co-worker, it's pronounced croissant and you ate four of them. That's so good. Sorry. So yes, there were some highlights from the week that was.
Yeah. And Hetty, no one likes leaking, but we both leaked this week and you shared your leak. Yeah. And that sucks, man. I can't find them.
Yeah, what'd you do with them?
I don't know.
Maybe I should actually just search for you.
Yeah.
Just search.
Oh, and I love this one here. Who's put this one up? Sarah. Mood swings. And a set of swings.
Yes, that was the bloat. That's the bloat one.
Oh, lovely.
There's our live. Holy shit, where have we gone?
I think we might just press pause while we find this. What do you think?
No, this is... absolutely stimulating.
It's fucking, you know, I call him the dark overlord of the internet. Fucking Darth Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah? You don't like him anymore?
I never liked him. And I told him so this week in one of my blog posts.
Oh, did you?
So not only do I have the local North Shore weed mafia after me, the local cafe owner after me. I've also got Mark fucking Zuckerberg after me because I'm just that important.
Okay, no, I found it.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Right, it's amazing
what
happens.
There's a lot there and we're not going to get through them all.
Nope.
You need to lean forward, Dolph.
Oh, sorry. It's difficult because then my arm goes numb. Okay, Lisa purchased the M word. She's going to give us a book review. Donna, we have mentioned the no shopping challenge. Christina, I have nothing fabulous to add except how shit is the weather. Oh, my God, so much.
The humidity.
Humidity, so terrible. Oh, my God. And then...
you say one more time.
Janine says, I'm still applying for jobs, getting a few interviews, trying to keep my chin up. Thanks for the encouragement. Janine, I'm so proud of you. It is so difficult to keep going. You just want to lie down and, you know, just, I don't know, just make it all go away. But it's the only thing, it's the only way to do it. You just have to, she's showing me the headless medieval picture again. You just have to get back up every time and it's exhausting, but it will pay dividends in the end. Vicky. Oh, yes, Vicky. It was the other one who was doing the ghosting incident, gave her a kick up the bum too. Well done, Vicky. Jog that one in. Aileen says, so I returned from that detox retreat, cleaned out, inspired, and a few kilos lighter, which was awesome. I am attempting to eat better and live healthier. But for some reason, I'm having difficulty finding time to schedule in yoga or exercise and the willpower to resist chocolate. As I wrote this, I realized I am also not listening to mindfulness, meditation, hypnosis because I am sleeping okay. Restarting this may assist with motivation for both. But does anyone have any other motivational, inspirational ideas on how to deal with these two vices? First, not vices.
What were the vices?
Well, not doing her yoga or exercise and not doing her mindfulness.
Oh, look, you're either one of those people or you're not.
Yes.
Really? You're one of those people or you're not. I can be that person and I have been that person. Mm-mm. But then I'm not.
Yes.
But I have lots of people who are on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit like exercise, I suppose. Like the more you do it, the easier it gets, and then you start going blah blah blah. But I do go to sleep every night to a meditation.
Right.
Yep.
Makes me sleep better. I think Megan's response to her was really good. She said, "What's the smallest (first) step that will get you closer to where you want to be?" And I think that's really good. It's that whole notion of, you know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? You can't expect to And you've already made so much change. You're still eating well after you went on that horrific coffee enema experience. So, you know, all the power to you. And the other thing that can work, so it's just little things. So just don't think you have to set aside half an hour for for mindfulness every morning. Aim for 5 minutes. Aim for just, and then build on that. And don't even aim initially for every morning. Just do it every second day. And the other suggestion I think that's really good is you have to schedule this stuff. You can't just go, I'm going to do it. You need to actually put it in your diary and treat it like an actual appointment.
I know. And I'm coming at it because I have done bugger all school holidays. I have done not one workout.
Yeah.
I think my steps are looking really shit unless I was walking around the supermarket, which I hate. But my aim this year, and as you know, I work from home, so I have the luxury of being able to do this, is I'm so scared of the alarm going off next Wednesday when kids go back to school. Well, one of mine goes back on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is that my aim is to walk them up to the bus stop and then just keep walking.
Okay.
So I'm just going to get it over and done with in the morning. Because if I didn't do that, I would go back to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm not going back to bed.
Yeah. Now,
so Vicky, I can go back to bed after they go, and then I could sleep for another 2 hours, and that's just not good.
No.
It is. It's okay lovely. For the holidays.
It's lovely, it's but nice, it's not.
It has been lovely to do this holidays, but it's just, again, resetting my day.
Vicky put up a really interesting comment / question.
Vicky Finch?
Yes.
I love her.
What the fuck is it with men who have been divorced, and not recently, that think it's okay to bag the mother of their children?
Not okay.
For God's sake, get better, not bitter. It's a massive red flag for me.
Oh.
Yep, I get it. You feel betrayed because XYZ happened.
Get over it.
But man alive, relationships do not happen in a vacuum. And there's quite a few responses and comments on this. And I think it's really interesting. So, I think Mackenzie was the one who said, but I see women do this, you know, on pages, Facebook pages all the time, where they just absolutely bag or lampoon their husbands or their partners.
And we've done that.
And I know I've done that in the past. And I know.
I've done it with all my cheating friends, exes. I'm talking, they've left a marriage for another woman.
Yes.
That deserves a little bit of judgment.
Oh my God.
Very rarely does somebody leave a marriage because they're. Oh, no, this is my theory. Women leave marriages because they're unhappy.
Yeah.
And they leave them at about our age. Our age is like the primo divorce age. This time of year is the time of year people split up, right? They've done the Christmas. They can't fucking stand it. One more day.
Yeah.
Men leave a marriage because there's someone else.
Yeah.
Because that's the incentive for them to get out. Because it's easier to stay married.
Yes.
But if you are screwing someone from work who's 12, then that's the incentive for them to leave.
And Kylie says after she's...
And I don't care if women can do it, men can do it. If men can do it, they're assholes, and we're allowed to.
Why? And then Kylie adds, why does my son's father still do this? Vile text messages to me, inappropriate stories to my son that are often incorrect and just downright horrible. I'm trying to teach our boy to be a good man, and this is the behaviour he models. And it's been over 6 years, and he has repartnered. Will he ever stop?
No.
Sorry, Amber, darling, and Amber just sort of says, you just keep raising him to be a good human, and he'll look back and see your work versus his father's and know which is right
you
and good.
You can't control this man's behaviour, and he's obviously really in a bitter place. Even if he's repartnered, like, what does he gain?
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with you. It's something that he needs to do. What does he gain from that?
Vicky responds to Mackenzie's comment about that, about, you know, that we all do it as well, and says, I can't speak for anyone else, but talking amongst my girlfriends as opposed to talking to a potential new partner is a lot different.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's fair. Because we all... A lot of that, well, I can't speak from stories, and I can only speak from my personal experience and friends and I, if we have a, you know, a bitch or a moan about our partner.
Yours is pretty useless.
Well, I don't actually do that anymore, ever. I would be really struggling to find anything. That's just a vent. Mm. That is not vitriol. That is not hate. And a lot of...
Oh, you can walk around with that bubbling away inside you. Yeah. And that's what we do. It's all about the conversation and connection.
Yeah. And anyway, Vicky says, when a man I'm on a date with continually bags his ex, to me it says that he hasn't processed that, air quotes, baggage, and I don't want it coming into my world. Me personally, I don't bag either of my ex-husbands to potential partners or my friends. I get frustrated sometimes with some of their choices, but I've done the work and let go of that shit. And that's exactly it. And then Julie says the same thing. Her father still does it 17 years later.
Oh, my God.
And someone else says the same thing. Like, they're putting up with it. They've been putting up with it for that long. And then Melanie puts in a really great comment about that a good friend of hers starts all her, air quotes, previous relationship conversations with, what did you learn? What would you do differently? Any second date is totally dependent on the answers to those questions.
And I think those two questions are so applicable to many aspects of your life.
Oh, well, everything. Like, what are you learning? What are you taking away? And
why do you keep doing the same thing?
And I was also thinking about that in terms of when they do have that, you know, that go at their ex, to actually say to them, what would make it better?
Mm.
What would make you feel less angry about that? Because this is one of the big things I think that I've learned across my many years of psychiatric help is that we get so angry and then we find something to not solve it, but just to ease it, whether it's alcohol or food or buying clothes or exercise or whatever it is, rather than actually playing that anger out and going, what is actually going to make this, what is the actual root cause of this anger?
The addiction is what is used, whatever your drug of choice might be, is what is used to mask your pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes feeling that pain, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's right. Feeling the shame or guess the embarrassment.
Guess who's done their therapy recently? get a good therapy.
And I think I actually put that up last week after our discussions last week about what's underneath the anger. Like, is it shame, embarrassment, hurt, what, you know. And the thing also, not defending the men in a big, gross generalization, is our generation, I'm hoping younger generations, it's less so now, but I would say anyone over the age of 40, we were not taught about looking at our emotions and why we're feeling like that. There was no concept of complexity to emotions. It was just
happy,
you're smile, happy or sad or angry or, you know. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Here ends the Oprah hour.
Has Johnny Walker kicked in?
Okay. Fiona says, ladies, as a mum of two boys, and who better to ask than you two with six between you, I have real issues with the language that seems to flow freely out of their mouths. I'm talking of the foul kind.
Yep.
Now, don't get me wrong, because I love a good swear, but not in front of them. It's got to the point now that it is just second nature to them, and even my husband doesn't pull them up for it. I have been fighting for it for so long that now I'm at the point of giving up and trying to accept it, which doesn't sit well with me and my upbringing, but I'm tired. The thing is that they only do it at home and not in front of anyone else. When we're out, you wouldn't think butter would melt in their mouths. Would love to hear your advice on what you tolerate from your boys.
Well, when it comes to swearing,
yes,
I believe there's a time and a place, right? Yep. And a well-constructed swear word dropped in the right, the right context does not worry me from my children. When it becomes part of everyday language, or it's a bit of, sort of showing off.
Yeah.
That's when I can't stand it.
Yeah.
That's when I can't stand it. And that's when I'll pull people up on it. But, I also know it is annoying. I totally get what you're saying. I totally understand.
She's worried that people are going to see her as a bad parent. Fiona, no.
The fact that you're even worrying about this shows that you're not a bad parent.
Yes. Yes. The fact that you care about this shows that this is not, you know. Okay, so I swear like a trooper. My boys, we don't swear like, I mean, you know, basically I feel like every second phrase out of my mouth is, oh, for fuck's sake. But mine
That's
don't.
That's a common one around here from me.
But mine don't, but I'd never, like, we'll just tell a, if you're just telling a story about school or you're telling, we don't seem, to, they don't seem to swear there, but, I don't know. I guess, I mean, I grew up in a house where you were not allowed to swear and you weren't even allowed to use the word fart, which I just thought was.
Fart?
You couldn't say the word fart.
What did you have to say then?
I can't remember what we called
Flatulence.
Them.
Flatulence.
I think we called them toots. I think fart. You toot. Fart was a rude word. Bloody hell was as bad as it was allowed.
Okay.
Right? So I think I arced up against that. And I think for me now,
I think
now,
there's so many more words that are damaging.
I think now for me as a parent, like there are just so many other aspects of their development that are on my scale for me far more important than whether they're swearing or not. But it is important to you, and clearly that's known. Like clearly they know that that's important to you, and none of them are respecting that. And your husband's not respecting it either. And I think that's the issue.
Yep. I agree.
And I think the way around that is you've just got to be, perhaps this is an idea, I'm just spitballing, proactive and a bit of fun about it. And that it's a dollar for every swear. And then once the jar's full, then I don't know.
You go and have a facial.
You get to go and have a pedicure or you get to go and buy something. And then, yeah, so I think you have to maybe inject a bit of fun into it and then just see. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. But, yeah, it is certainly no reflection on you and your parenting. Okay, Susie, need some advice, support. Long story short, have just had the last week off after speaking to HR about my year from hell due to narcissistic younger team leads. Bullying. I remember that going on last year, Susie. Lack of support from other team members, although they keep saying to me how terrible his behaviour towards me is. My best response to him has been no response, but it has taken its toll, hence my week off. Our supervisor sees it as a personality clash and hasn't supported me. He went to her playing the victim. Side note, he has had 6 jobs at this institution in 8 years. I am heading back for meeting with supervisor who has been away for past 3 weeks and came back to this situation this week. She is loud and emotional, so I hope she has calmed down. Holy shit, Susie, find a new job.
Find a new job. Get out of there. Happy that sounds like it's a company culture thing.
Yeah. Hang on. As we've just said that, and HR will be moving back to my lesser paying job in 3 weeks. Happy to have this other role, but annoyed at the unfairness and at my age, 58, I need to be careful as I cannot afford to lose my job. What to expect? How do you respond? Beside very calmly and kindly, as I always do. Hoi. I think you need to go online and do some Googling about working with narcissistic workmates. And just try some stuff like that, because you're not going to get support from HR.
No, that sounds like that company's got a culture issue.
Yeah,
and it's I know you need that big fight.
I know you need that job, but I would actually start. One way that you can take control is even to just be looking for another job and just put your feelers out. You've already got a job, so that's the best place to be in. And then just start putting your feelers out and see if there's anything else around in what you do your field, because that will also give you a feeling of ownership and control.
Yeah, and a bit of...
But like, Google the shit out of working with, having a work narcissistic colleague.
There's lots of information out there about
that. Yeah. Okay, so Julie talks about a friend of hers who's got some jewellery... And you can get really cute things with like a finger up, or I think it says the word fuck, which is hilarious. Dorothy put a post up about dealing with persistent depressive episodes. Dorothy, I don't know if we should really... I just want you to know that we are all here and that we're hearing you. And then I really do hope that you do have, you do find a way to access some mental support services for you.
Because I think this has been going on for a long time for Dorothy.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what that looks like, but...
And we've all, well, a lot of us have been there.
Yeah. We really...
And I know what it's
we
like.
We really understand. And I really empathise because...
It's such... And it's really hard work.
It's so hard. So I need you to know that you're not alone, that this is not how it will be for forever, that it will get better, even though on these dark days it feels like it never will. It will. But you have to
do the work.
Well, it's not just having to do the work. I think she wants to do the work. It's finding the support services to help her do that. I really need you to go back to your GP, and even if you just keep seeing your GP, there are some plans. You can go to your GP and get, I think it's a 10-week
access, 10 free sessions
yep. with a psychologist.
For every year.
So I think that may be a really good angle for
you. And the problem with the psychologist, I think maybe it's even a psychiatrist.
Yes.
That you might need by that point.
But just keep talking.
Yep.
Okay. Sarah was terminated from her contract last week.
Terminated is such a bad word.
Isn't it a terrible word?
The Terminator!
Oh my God. Sarah, that's just horrendous. What? She was terminated from her contract. She's not paid out any super, and according to the tax office, they have no record of me working for that employer.
Dodgy.
So no TFN declaration. Fair work. Go to Fair Work,
Sarah. Yeah, they are dodgy. They are motherfucking dodgy.
Oh, Helen, inconsistencies in how close you were to the mic. It's because we're on the fucking bed.
Sorry.
So we're sorry. We're trying to actually both be... I think I sounded distant a bit earlier because I was actually distant. I was standing up because my arm goes to sleep.
And because we are sort of sitting on the bed, so I'm getting, like, dead hips and shit like that.
Yeah.
So we'll go back into the studio as of next week, and we might even look at getting some microphones.
I know. I actually thought that in the shower this morning.
Yeah.
I did buy those microphones when we went to Bathurst, but they didn't seem to work, which may have just been how I had them plugged in. Right.
I loved that trip to Bathurst.
I know.
I've got an exciting thing I want to fly by you as well.
Oh.
What do you think, and I'd love your opinions on this too, my friend Leigh, who puts together my Hello Me Wook's World Escapes, I am in initial discussions that I think we should do a 3-night hot flush trip to Kangaroo Island.
That is just the best idea I've ever heard.
Don't you think?
I'm in. Well, of course I'm in. I'm part of Hot Flush. But yeah.
I just think that we need to...
Would she organise it all?
She'll organise it all. She's onto it now. 3 nights just to go down there and just...
And just inject some serious cash into the...
cash into the economy. You know, it's not all doom and gloom down there.
Do you know how I've always wanted to go to Kangaroo Island?
Look, I got goosebumps. I was watching them talk about Kangaroo Island, and I know how beautiful it is and how half of it's just gone. But there's still half of it there. And those people need, and I think just by bringing some flushes, a gaggle of flushes, hitting Kangaroo Island.
Oh, my God.
Imagine the fun.
So much fun.
So we'll be discussing that further. And, like, just put a comment if you're interested. Just leave us somewhere. Bring some friends.
Okay, I have to come back to Helen's comment because Yarl then goes, just a few times. It's their signature. Shut up, Yarl. You know I say that in love. Yes, I know, we're terrible. Okay. Janet says that for the insomniacs, I find magnesium helps.
Yep.
Just so long as you don't shit your pants.
Too much magnesium.
Woo!
It's like the time I was on the iron tablets and then my bloods came back and my doctor said, dude, get off those iron tablets. But my poo was black.
Oh, Jesus. And like tar?
Tar. terrible state of
body. Okay. Lorianne says, does Chewy come to visit?
No, I go and visit Chewy and then he sees me coming.
That is such a cat thing.
And he sees me coming because I'll get a text from Jack and Jack's going, I'm up with Chewy. He's out the front of Duncan's house. Come and say hello. So I'll race up there with some ham or something and he'll take one look at me and is like, fuck you, and turns around and won't let me touch him.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a very angry.
Do you know what? He's like, he's not dealing with the root cause of his anger.
I know.
He needs to be looking underneath. He's hurt, feelings of abandonment.
Yeah.
Instead, but he's just angry and just telling all the other cats in the neighbourhood, you know.
Like, just don't go near her. But everyone else in the family's fine. Just that big one with the booze. It's very hurtful.
Natalie, if you want to mention the thing that I mentioned that time at the place that you were thinking it would be interesting, knock yourself out. You could talk about what happens when online communities feel so supportive and lovely, you massively overshare with a stranger and then feel enormous embarrassment and find yourselves Googling, can you delete a Facebook Messenger message from both sides? This is not me at my best.
Comment of the week.
Oh, that's so good.
What? Who is that from?
Natalie.
Oh my god, you are hilarious.
If you want to mention the thing that I mentioned that time at that at the place, and you think it would be interesting, knock yourself out.
Oh my god, it's like you're living in my head. I've got on my list something to write about.
Did she meet one of us and she's embarrassed? Because someone said to me, someone pinged me last night on Insta and said, I saw you walking in Surrey Hills. Of course, I was like, fuck, was I picking my nose? Was I like scratching my lady garden? What was happening? And they were like, but I walked past you, but you know, and I'm like, can you just
say hello?
And she was like, well, what would I say? And I went, hello? Like, I follow you on Instagram and it's so great to see you.
Chat 10 looks 3 have clang.
Yes.
We should just go flush.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When you see us, just go flush and then it can start a nice conversation because I'm always chatting to people. The rest of my family are like, why do you have to stop and talk? I said, because I'm not an asshole. You assholes.
Rachel says, I binged on 4 episodes yesterday. Wow. Laughing and crying. The first time in over a month I've been in the car alone.
Oh.
The love of my life, a.k.a. the good man of 4 years, we don't live together because teenagers, has been in the throes of an unexpected and serious medical condition for the past 3 months. He is the fittest 52-year-old anyone knows and has an autoimmune disease that has attacked his heart. Pacemaker defibrillator went in at the end of October. Massive shock. Then literally a shock when it went off mid-December when we were exercising, unconscious in my arms as he collapsed and broke his ankle.
Oh, my God.
I've been living at his place doing all of the things for the past month for him and his 2 boys. It's been horrendous and okay all at once. We are optimistic yet terrified. Today we learned he is not allowed to drive for 6 months. I'm trying to keep everyone afloat emotionally. Off to trauma counsellor tomorrow for me.
Good
woman. Looking for any advice from anyone who has navigated sudden illness and what to look out for. I love this community so much. My own family and his have been largely absent and we feel we can only depend on each other.
That's big, mate.
Rachel, that is massive.
I can't imagine the amount of stress that you are going through.
Okay, so you've got... Hang on. So he's got 2 teenage boys and you've got... I wonder if... Rachel, have you got... How old are your kids? Because 15 and 16 and your boys, that is time you can sit down and go, right.
They're due to do some heavy lifting.
You can... It's heavy lifting time, kids.
Yeah.
And you set up, and this is just for the functional stuff. So you set up the list of like...
The day-to-day.
You're doing the dishwasher, you're cleaning the kitchen. You're hanging out the washing, you're bringing it in.
You're responsible for dinner on Tuesday night, you're responsible for dinner on Thursday
That's
night.
Right.
They are old enough to
yep.
put in some heavy lifting.
Yeah, and I think Kate talked about this the other week. Oh no, my sister-in-law talked about it.
I did because it sounds like it's going to be good.
Yeah, she... well, you already do it as well, but my sister-in-law was really singing its praises to me about doing an online grocery shop with Woolies, and she can keep a running shopping list. And so when she runs out of stuff, because as much as every functional thing that you can get out of your head, so it clears your brain space for the important things, that's what you do. So you become a profligate list maker. Mm. Everything, get it out of your head.
See it as yourself as a project manager.
Yep.
Not a project doer.
And then you need to build in for both of you something lovely. So actually institute like a date night.
Yep.
And
even if he's not feeling up to it,
yeah,
you do something a little bit different.
Yep. And it can be something like, yeah, and yeah, just a movie or just going in, and it doesn't even need to be like, you just go in a mid-afternoon to a cafe and have a cup of tea or, you know, share a slice of cake, even though he's probably now on some ridiculous, you know, health, you know, diet. Anyway, but holy shitballs, dude, that is above and beyond. But, and I know that you will start to see.
Hopefully you've got some lovely advice too from the rest of the gang.
Yeah, no one commented on her.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, for shame.
Yes, shame on you all. She says as she didn't actually comment on the post either. Okay, moving on. Franca just says, you know, how much she loves this group, and that Donna's set up the group, the no shopping group.
I love Donna.
Yael said, just so you know, I'm holding a space for you all.
Oh, shut up.
Stop being so lovely. Julie then came back with an update on her situation last week with her son and her sister-in-law. That's just another hard one. Jennifer needs a call out. Okay. So Jennifer, I don't want to rush through this with yours. It's everyone just go and have a look in the questions feed that Wigs put up, because Jennifer's giving us an update on a story she was telling us all last year about her family and just how sort of, well, fucked it was. And her last living relative has just passed away, and she's angry and sad, and she's worried that she jinxed it, which is just, no, just, gosh, I love our women too, and all of our feels, and how we all have such big feels, and we carry such loads, and my God, things happen because they happen.
This podcast could be 2 hours, really, if we really sorted it out.
Sonia talks about the Red Cross. Yeah, that's another.
Hopefully this time next week that'll be sorted. But from what I imagine, they've got a lot of heat from the media, and that money's starting to go through to where it's needed. What are you looking forward to, Kim?
Well, we've got a 3 day week. I mean, a 4 day week, because we've got Monday off.
Well, I feel a bit cheated, actually.
Why?
Because it's tacked on to the end of the school holidays.
True. But so, what am I looking forward to this week? Oh, sorry. I leaned back because I can't feel my left arm because I've been leaning on it. I'm looking forward to having a long weekend. I am looking forward to school going back. And I'm very excited for Grovey having his first day in year seven. That's pretty, you know, that's a pretty big deal. And he and I agreed that as a family, we're going to go out on Friday night to celebrate his first week in high school.
Excellent.
What about you, Weezy?
I'm looking forward very much to school going back. I'm looking forward to spending Monday, Australia Day holiday, not Australia Day, but Australia Day holiday, in my friend Mrs. Jenkins' pool with a cool beverage of choice and having a barbecue. And I'm just going to be just taking it easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long, hard summer for me, like emotionally, like just because I'm an empathy sort of sponge.
Yes.
I wish I was a narcissist. I really wish I was. But I'm just going to be sliding into the year. I'm going to be doing some great writing work, and I'm really excited about the thought of going away with
some hot flushes.
Anyway, we have actually run out of time.
We have chewed your ear off for
over an hour.
Wow.
So I'm going to sign off with you have a great week. We'll see you next week. And Kim,
just keep plucking.